Yo, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution, the color of breaking news, culture, matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. And that is exactly what we will be living through these next 10 years, these next tumultuous 10 years, as this nation state system that has been around since the Napoleonic era, right? This archaic system, I think it will start to crumble before our eyes. I really do believe in the theory of the sovereign individual. But, you know, the powers that be are going to want to be able to, we say this all the time, and we're going to keep repeating it because this is information trench warfare. They're going to want to be able to maintain their privilege of being able to create money for free that everyone else has to work for. And as Bitcoiners, I don't want to speak for everybody, but personally, I refuse to work for money that another man can make for free. Anyways, that being said, today we're going to talk about the Chad Saylor. He's pushing Lightning, not only just tweeting about it, but he is also throwing MicroStrategy World, which we have mentioned on this show before. We give it a quick shout out, and one of the days they're going to focus exclusively on Lightning adoption, right? Lightning is extremely important. It is the second layer of Bitcoin. It's going to allow those microtransactions, right? And all the other things that we can't even get a grasp of, all the capabilities that Lightning is going to give to all these platforms. Had the privilege of being able to hang out with Guy Swan yesterday after Swan Salon, which is a monthly event that Swan throws in Miami that I get to host. And we were talking about all the possibilities of basically what I believe is the rise of decentralized social media, Nostr being the first iteration of that. And the reason that type of media wasn't able to succeed before was because there was no payment system. There was no payment mechanism, right? You had to go through, an intermediary. So like what happens with that is that all the red tape and the regulations, that these nation states have been used to implementing on money, it's simply Bitcoin. We feel like it's because they want to control money. Money, if you control money, you have power, right? But now that you've seen the decentralization of social media, it's going to allow creators to get paid directly from, their fans, right? So you have Fountain as well. We're big fans of Fountain, and we appreciate all of you guys for keeping us in the top 50 week after week. We love you guys and we appreciate you guys for the support. We would not be here without all of you guys' support, so we appreciate that. So we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about Michael Saylor today, the Chad Saylor, and we're also going to talk about this video that came out, talking about social media and the rise of disinformation and all that stuff. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think the video is from the United Nations, right? Which is, again, like one of these giant institutions that were really, really implemented during the last fourth turning, right? The IMF was implemented at that time. It was initiated around that time, 1940s. And then also the United Nations around 1945. And you can make the argument that those institutions were, implemented for the stability of, yep, exactly. So IMF, 1944, United Nations, 1945, right? That was the last great fourth turning. And now we're enduring this fourth turning. And I suspect it is the disintermediation of information and of money. So really looking forward to the show. I'm back. I hope you guys had a great time with my legendary co-host, which I'm going to bring up in a sec. Opti holding it down with a new member of Simply. He's not really a new member. He was the chief meme officer, but he's getting more heavily involved. Shout out Winekiss. You guys absolutely slayed it yesterday. If you guys want more like meme heavy episodes, please let us know. And maybe we'll think about adding that into the weekend, a weekend episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. But anyways, no more delay. I want to bring up my amazing co-host. I wouldn't be able to do this show without him. How are you doing, Opti? How are you feeling this morning?
Well, guys, to be completely transparent, 100% honest with you guys, I did not realize how bad I was feeling yesterday until I woke up this morning. I was struggling. And hey, it seems like we pulled it off without a hitch. But man, I feel good this morning, Nico. Yesterday was rough. Stop ditching me, bro. It's not cool, especially when I'm sick. Oh my goodness, what a rough day. I slept for like 18 hours since then, so I think I'm back. I think we're good to go. Happy to be here, excited for today's show. And I'm not going to touch on the culture yet because there's a few variables coming up here, whether our guest is showing up yet or not. So I think he's in here. I think I saw him. He should be here.
But, yeah, I mean, he showed up, and then I think he came a little bit too early, so maybe perhaps it was...
I have a plan B. I have a plan B here just in case. It's actually what I prepared for today before I realized that we had a guest. And also, there he is. You reminded me. Oopsies on the fountains again, guys. I forgot. Just, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it helps us stay on the air. Please, if you feel so inclined, everything we do is free, but you know, stream us some sats. We really appreciate it. We also have our, you know, you can go to simplybitcoin.tv and you know, we have our Lightning address and our Bitcoin addresses there. So any support really, really helps this channel. We're expanding. I don't make any money off this show. I literally I reinvest everything back into Simply to make it grow, to push the peaceful Bitcoin revolution forward. But hey, our guest made it. So Bamersky, what's up, brother?
You're muted.
It seems like you're muted, my friend.
Uh-oh.
So it seems like your audio is still not coming in, my friend. Anyways,
Try the Chrome browser and come back in.
Yeah, so no more delay. We're going to start the show while Bamersky figures out his audio. But anyways, let's jump into it. Let's get to the numbers. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth. Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th. It's coming up. It's in less than a month. Get your tickets now. Figure out, you know, where you're going to stay. And you could use the promo code SIMPLY. The future of Bitcoin starts at Bitcoin 2023. That's where they make all these crazy announcements. Let's go through some of the speaker lists. And guys, the ticket prices increase in 12 hours, 28 minutes, and 43 seconds. So get your tickets quickly. They go up literally. They're going up by the hour. In 12 hours, you're going to have to pay more money. Use promo code SIMPLY to get a discount, though. Anyways, let's go through some of the speaker lists. We have Michael Lewis, Michael Saylor. We have Arthur Hayes. We have Alex Gladstein. We have a member of government from Indonesia. Interesting. We have the Bitcoin Senator, Cynthia Lummis. Of course, the very talented and intelligent Lynn Alden, Adam Back. Shout out, Adam. Jack Mahler, Stacey Herbert. We have Saifedean. We have Jeff Booth. Let's go through the list. We have the creator of Ordinals is there, Troy Cross. We have Fode. We have Optimus Fields. We have Greg Foss. I'm on there as well. P, Dylan LeClaire, Stefan Levera. Mark Moss, Samson Mao, Matt Odell. It just, the list goes on and on and on. If you're trying to get a job, Guy Swan, if you're trying to get a job in the space, you definitely don't want to miss Bitcoin 2023. Their agenda looks absolutely crazy. You're just going to go read like some of the panels, right? You have Bobby Lee Ballette. You have investing in Bitcoin businesses, Alex McShane, Jeff Booth, Mike from Lightning Ventures. So you definitely don't want to do this. I also, I don't know if I could talk about it. Also, I'm going to be on some panels as well. So it's going to be really, really great. If you want to get a job in Bitcoin, you definitely want to go to Bitcoin 2023. It's a great opportunity. And you could use the promo code SIMPLY, get a major discount. At the time of recording, Bitcoin price is 27,980 sats per dollar, 3,575 block height, 786,400 reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,096 blocks due halving, 53,600 halving estimates, April 20th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,380. Capacity value, $150 million U.S. dollars. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $541 billion with the B. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a baby. And because Bitcoin is the best store of value, you know, of the hundreds of trillions of dollars of global wealth, I mean, is it too crazy to think that Bitcoin isn't just going to capture at least 10% of that, you know, and that would make the price of Bitcoin either in the high hundreds of thousands of dollars or in the millions of dollars. And as Bitcoiners, we really believe that is inevitable. Anyways, I mentioned, you know, talking about the disintermediation of information and social media and social media's role to play and how, you know, these old institutions are really fighting back and they're trying to create this narrative, right? So I'm going to play you guys a video from the United Nations, and this is like a keynote. Anyways, let's check it out and then we'll talk about it.
The internet and social media offer many advantages in the world today. But as we know, and we have just heard, individuals are increasingly using it for disinformation. And the reality is they also propagate hate speech. UNESCO's global mandate includes the promotion of the free circulation of ideas through words and images. UNESCO has therefore decided to develop, through multi-stakeholder consultations, principles for regulation of digital platforms, guidelines whose aim is to support the development and implementation of regulation procedures to guarantee freedom of expression and access to information, while managing illegal contents and any content that can be so harmful to democracy and respect for human rights.
That is some grade A bullshit. Mind you, the United Nations is also behind the initiative, basically saying United Nations trade body calls for halting cryptocurrency rise in developing countries, right? So you could say why they're saying misinformation. Because that information, the ability for individuals to directly talk to each other peer-to-peer does not allow them to control the narrative, does not allow them to force people into using money that steals from them, right? So connect the dots, right? Remember the New York Times breakdown, like, hey, or remember the NPR saying, hey, like, wait a second, how dare you say we're government-funded because you are government-funded, right? So as these legacy institutions that have been around for decades and decades and decades continue to lose their credibility to the hive mind of the internet, of course they're going to come out and say that is hate speech, that is misinformation. But do you guys remember that that interview that we played you with Elon Musk with the BBC reporter? That was his go-to move. That was his knee-jerk reaction. It's like, ever since you took over the platform and you haven't been banning people that the government has requested you to ban, there's been rise in hate speech. And then he's been like, could you give me one example? And he's like, and then Elon literally flat out called him a liar. And this is the same United Nations and saying like, hey, also, you know, cryptocurrency rise, danger to democracy too. So what I really mean, what I really think that they mean when they say it's a danger to democracy or it's hate speech is that when they say hate speech, it's a danger to their narrative. When they say it's a danger to democracy, it's a danger to their moat. It's a danger to them. It's a danger to their standard operating procedure that they've been used to operating, that they've been used to using for decades and decades and decades. And you know what? In the beginning, when the IMF was implemented, when the United Nations was implemented, this was after World War II, okay? It was in the hope that you would be able to use these institutions in order to avoid another global war. But they've lived out their time. They've lived out their time, and now they're causing more harm than good. But do you blame them? All the people that work for them, all the people that make good salaries, they pay their family, they pay, you know, they pay their stuff. You got to be real. Do you really blame them for fighting back? And I honestly believe that I don't think that they're twirling their mustaches and they're saying, hey, you know, these evil Bitcoiners, you know, like we must stop this. We have to control the world. Klaus, yeah, you are not going to be happy. No, like, I don't think, you know, maybe Klaus, but like, I don't think the vast majority of these people are doing that. I don't think the vast majority of the people at the IMF are inherently evil. They truly believe that they're doing what's best for other individuals. Just the reality is they're wrong. And one of the biggest tells is the fact that they're not willing to back up their arguments. They resort to censorship. And the moment that you resort to censorship, the reason that you're resorting to censorship is because you know that you can't back up your arguments. So you as individuals have to take agency. Use the power that the internet has bestowed you, that has given you the ability to talk, the ability to fight back against, you know, their narratives. And we won a recent fight against the New York Times. They came out and they said, Bitcoin is bad for the environment. They altered the picture to make it seem like the mining operation was like this whole polluted. It had like, you know, haze and like all that stuff. Like they were caught flat-footed. Of course, Pierre Richard, absolute savage, came out and just like made a mockery of them. And then they tried to use the community note feature to basically say, no, that video is misinformation. But enough Bitcoiners gathered around. They rallied up the troops to fight back, and they downvoted that. They said this community vote is not helpful. And you know what? Twitter removed it, right? So this is what we mean. All of each one of you guys count. It doesn't matter whether you have a big account. Doesn't matter whether you have a big YouTube channel. Each one of your tweets, your memes count as a bullet or an artillery shell in this information war that we're fighting. We're not trying to kill the other side. We're just trying to win over as many hearts and minds as possible. And I truly believe in the bottom of my heart, we will win this thing because Bitcoin's incentives are stronger than any type of coercion that they have. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this? And then we will move it on to Bamersky.
Well, you know, the word salad that I just heard in that video is absolutely amazing. I'm never surprised by the fact that they continue to say all those words and those strings of collections that we call sentences, and people still fall for this. Maybe I'm just so far down the rabbit hole that it just like it's like that Matrix meme, you know, where he's looking at the gray line or the green lines and it's like, yeah, I don't even see lines anymore. Like I see the pictures. It's like once you wake up to it, you definitely know what they're trying to say in all these, you know, outlandish announcements that they come up with. But like what I heard was UN's attack on free speech. Like they can cloak it however they want to, and they can say that it's here for your safety and we're here to fight misinformation. But I just heard, oh, we are going to censor communication on the internet, and this is what our goal is. And I think this is further proof to what we try to tell you guys and show you every single day, like the importance of memes, the importance of the memetic warfare, the importance of pushing back on these narratives. That, and you know, we are, and I've said it in this in the past, and I know Nico's kind of pushed back a little bit, like, I am convinced we are in World War III right now. It's just not a kinetic war. It's an information war. And they bombard you with so much noise that you forget what's up from down. Like, this is their goal. And this is why we continuously have to show up and spread the meme, spread the truth, spread the signal, because the monopoly on truth has been thoroughly dismantled. And this is them clamoring for control. It's the illusion of control. It's back to... What's you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. I'm blanking on what the movie is. It's like opening up the veil and looking behind the veil, but it's just absolutely amazing. And it reminds me of the Orwellian doublespeak. It's just wow. Just like absolute wow that this still works on the average person. And we still have to move the Overton window a little more so that people wake up to what is actually happening and show these for what they are: the attack on free speech, the attack on freedom. And they can cloak it for your protection, citizen, but hey, we know the double speak happening.
Yeah, 100%. Bamersky, what's your thoughts on this, by the way? By the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Bamersky made an amazing song, which hopefully we get to play during the Culture Opti if you have it.
I can find it.
We're gonna play Bamersky's song that he made for us. It's simply extremely talented Bitcoiner. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? And it's an honor to be on your show today. So you guys basically covered it all on that topic. That video clip basically just told me that they're doubling down on censorship. And it's actually a good thing, in my opinion, because us as Bitcoiners, we already understand that this is completely ridiculous. And it's going to start waking up the normies. And, you know, together with Bitcoiners and normies, we can actually push back on this. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of effort. But like I said, I think it's a good thing because it's going to wake a lot more people up.
Yeah, 100%. I think over time, more and more people are waking up to that reality. And I think, you know, I truly believe that, you know, it's inevitable. Bitcoin is inevitable. I really believe we're heading into, Corey Clipson calls it, the bright orange future. I truly believe that in the bottom of my heart. That's what we're fighting for. It's not a kinetic war. It's about winning over the hearts and minds. Also, shout out to our Rumble listeners. That number keeps getting higher and higher every day. So thank you so much, guys. We are available on Rumble if you guys want to check us out on there. And anyways, let's get to the news. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, everybody. I also want to tell you about our new sponsor, Orange Pill App. Have you ever guys wondered, like, it, you know, personally, I'll describe like what happens to me, right? You start to, the farther you go down the rabbit hole, the more you start to like not have a lot of things in common with your normie friends. So what happens? You know, you're in this city, you don't know any Bitcoiners around you. Download the Orange Pill App. Stack friends who stack sats. This is how you find Bitcoiners locally. Let's say you move to a new city, and it will tell you the Bitcoiners that are around you. You could start a, you know, a conversation with them. That's how you connect. That's how you connect with them. It's also the number one resource for Bitcoin only events. You can create your own Bitcoin only event. Find a Bitcoin event only event near you. Search it by location and date. Are you going to be in Miami? I'm sure your day will be full of amazing speakers and talks, but what are you doing at night? There's nothing worse than being in a city full of Bitcoiners, but you're in a hotel watching TV. hop on the Orange Pill app events page and find all of the Bitcoiners events on the fly. Anyways, check it out, download it. It's you know, it's really awesome. I use it personally. Been getting so many awesome messages as well. Anyways, I want to talk about our, you know, one of our favorite Bitcoin marketers, Elizabeth Warren. This continued narrative, right? This continued narrative of, Bitcoin mines are increasing energy bills for millions of American families while enriching crypto executives and causing as much pollution as an additional 3.5 million gas-powered cars, an alarming New York Times report. What about all the trees that the New York Times is cutting down, huh? What about that, Elizabeth Warren? And I just want to focus on that, right? I want to focus on that claim, right? So Bitcoin mines are increasing energy bills. So first of all, Bitcoin miners have to go where there's cheap electricity or else it wouldn't be economical for them to mine, right? So if the electricity is cheap because there's a lot of demand, obviously, it's not being used by people, because if it was used by people, Bitcoin miners don't set up shop in a city. Why? Because electricity prices are too expensive. They set up shop where there's isolated energy pockets where that energy was already going to waste. You can't transport energy effectively. Like every certain amount of miles that you transport electricity using those huge wires that you guys have probably seen, like near like highways and stuff, or like in your rural country, you see these huge like towers and they have like these giant electrical wires. Every certain amount of miles, there's a percentage of electricity that gets lost there. So it's not easy to transport. You can't store it effectively. So you have to use it on the spot, right? So that's where those Bitcoin miners go. For the first time in human history, we have been able to figure out how to monetize energy that was already going to waste. So again, it's a false narrative. But again, we won on this propaganda campaign because, you know, they tried to label the riot video misinformation. Pierre Richard literally had a CO2 meter. Bitcoin miners aren't causing pollution directly. An ASIC doesn't, you know, release emissions, right? So, and anyways, let's take a look at Elizabeth Warren's state, but not only Elizabeth Warren's state. Let's take a look at the states that have, you know, they've pushed this like environmental green energy stuff, because let's pay attention to what Elizabeth Warren's actual wording is. Bitcoin mines are increasing energy bills. Okay. So let's take a look at Elizabeth Warren's state, Massachusetts, 18 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, let's take a look at Texas, shall we? What does that say? 11 cents per kilowatt hour. But wait a second. You might say, Nico, you're freaking crazy. That's an offshoot. Well, let's take a look at another state that says, hey, we're going to ban Bitcoin mining here. I'm talking about the state of New York, because environmental reasons. But remember Elizabeth Warren's claim, Bitcoin miners are raising electricity prices. But in New York, they're banned and the electricity prices are 18 cents per kilowatt hour. Well, let's take a look at Arkansas that just passed a law protecting Bitcoin miners, 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Let's take a look at Montana, 11 cents per kilowatt hour. So the states that are passing bills protecting Bitcoin mining, their electricity is cheaper than the states that are attacking Bitcoin mining, like New York, and the state where Elizabeth Warren is from. It's really interesting. I don't know about you guys. It doesn't seem like the numbers add up to me. Opti, am I seeing things again, bro? What's going on here?
Hold on. Sorry. Obviously, this is all... I don't think you're seeing into this. What have I been saying for a while? This is not about the facts. This is about a feel-good narrative. And I think if we show the facts about Bitcoin, about Bitcoin mining, it's very obviously showing us that none of this is true. I mean, very, very simply... It doesn't really matter the facts in the matter here. It's all about what do we always say about winning the hearts and minds of the people? And it's not about the truth. It's just about telling a good story that people can latch on to. So obviously
an emotional ploy.
Basically. Yeah, it's all an emotional ploy. And it's very low hanging fruit. Like it makes it seem very, you know, like first level thinking in regards to Bitcoin on just like a very rudimentary look. Like, yes, it does seem like it's a lot of waste of energy. But when you really break it down, it's a good use of energy as far as I'm concerned. And not only that, when you really bring the facts and the truth of the matter, it is showing that energy use will be used to good use, that it is actually helping the energy grid and it's going to improve society. Again, anyone that wants you to use less energy literally wants to take you back into the Stone Ages. Society has a direct correlation with how much energy use we are using and its prosperity. So, you know, obviously this is just a ploy to make it seem like Bitcoin is bad. CBDC is good. Trust the government, citizen. We're here to protect you. So there's no facts in this. It's just like, can I make a good story that people latch onto? It's back to like clickbait headlines. Like she knows what she's doing and the facts have no matter in this whole thing. It's just like, will people believe this? Whether she does or not, it's just, will people believe this?
Yeah. So Bamersky, what's your take on this?
I basically think it's just a joke. It's just completely manipulation. And when you compare Bitcoin energy usage to everyday life things, it basically is just a joke. I mean, and they're purposely not comparing that Bitcoin to anything else. Like, do you think video games or Bitcoin is better for humanity? I mean, that's basically how I look at it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, guys. So I do want to talk about the Chad Saylor. He's he's been saying some interesting things, on Twitter as of late. Right. So first he started with this. Right. So MicroStrategy converted my corporate email address into a Lightning address and people keep sending me 21 sats. So it's crazy. So think about it this way, right? So if you want to send someone a Lightning transactions right now, you have to, you do it with a QR code or you send them a Lightning, a Lightning address, which is like literally like huge. It's a lot longer than a Bitcoin address. So all about passing, the race to avoid the war, this mass adoption, we have to make Bitcoin easy to use. And everyone knows how to use email. Look how easy that is. Do you imagine that? Receiving Bitcoin is as easy as receiving an email, right? And I'm super glad that Michael Saylor has been pushing that initiative. And actually, and he said it. He said Lightning will be as common as email. And he linked this page, Lightning addresses. And it's really useful, guys. If you want to set this up yourself, the Lightning address, like an email, but for your Bitcoin, a massively simpler way for anyone to send you Bitcoin instantly on the Lightning network. Why do I need a Lightning address? We created the Lightning address protocol to empower everyone to send money like we send emails. Instantly, abundantly, coupled with the Lightning network's ability to send Bitcoin instantly and with almost no fees. We're ushering in a new standard for how value moves around the world. And, it's easy and familiar. No more requesting invoices and scanning QR codes to send your friends Bitcoin. If you can send an email, you can send a transaction to a Lightning address. Extend functionality. Set minimum and maximum payment sizes to accept. Add images and comments to your transactions. And more features that weren't possible before. Set your money free. Your friend uses a different app or wallet, no problem. This is a new standard designed to break the barriers between Lightning providers. We all speak Bitcoin. So, and I love the little jab to Elizabeth Warren. Shout out to you, Elizabeth Warren, developers and shadowy supercoders. So it has all these things. It has a website where you can self-host. So let's say you don't want to use like all these wallet providers that we're going to show you in a second. You could self-host, right? So I think that's really cool. I'm going to go through some of these, right? So you have ZBD, you have BTC Pay, you have Bitfrill, you have Fast Bitcoins, you have Spark Wallet, you have CoinOS, you have GetAlbi, you have Wallet of Satoshi, you have Noah, You have Bottle Pay, you have Mash, you know, you have Bookmark, you have so many. Stacker News, also love those guys, you know, publish some stuff on there as well. And, you know, and there's also non-custodial bridge servers as well. You know, there's Blue Wallet, there's ZBD, you know, there's Phoenix, there's Ellen Bits, right? There's so many. Just literally, you have no excuse. Set up your Bitcoin URL to Bitcoin Lightning address URL today. But I'm not done yet. If you want to see how serious Michael Saylor is about this, here is MicroStrategy. And we've been talking about this. I highly recommend you guys get tickets for this. It's Bitcoin and Lightning for Corporations. It's a unique opportunity for corporate leaders, financial executives, and tech innovators to discuss the future of Bitcoin, right? And we actually have a promo code for you guys. You can use promo code SIMPLY if you're interested in going to the conference. It should get you a pretty big discount on your tickets as well. And it also includes, they're going to be renting out all of Universal Studios, and included in the ticket, you can go to Universal Studios as well. And I always kind of make a joke out of it. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's like a dad joke or something. This, you know, ride the Bitcoin roller coaster at Bitcoin Studios. I mean, at Universal Studios. Anyways, that was lame. So let's go through some of the panels. You know, you have the promise of Lightning with Elizabeth Stark. You know, she is the CEO and founder of Lightning Labs. That's with Michael Saylor. You have Lightning infrastructure panel. You have, you know, Lightning solutions for enterprises. You have Obi on there, right? And then you have Lightning future vision panel. That's the one I'm really excited for. The speakers include Lynn Alden, Jeff Booth, Preston Pitch, and, you know, a co-worker of mine at Swan Bitcoin. You have Jan Pritzker, the co-founder and chief technology officer. And so it's definitely freaking cool. You definitely, you know, if you're more interested in this and, you know, you're a corporate executive, definitely check out MicroStrategy Worlds. And like I said, you can use promo code SIMPLY to get a discount on your ticket. So Michael Saylor is really serious about pushing this Lightning, you know, adoption. And the way that you have to push it is you have to make Lightning extremely easy to use for the average everyday person. And I bet you, I'm pretty sure in this day and age, most people have email addresses. Like it's so obvious, right? So, you know, how incredibly awesome is that, that now you have all these amazing apps that allow you to receive Bitcoin just as easy as receiving an email, which I think is super, super badass. Anyways, Opti, what's your take on this, my friend?
Well, first, I am sure that the biggest corporate execs in the world listen to Simply Bitcoin, so they will get into MicroStrategy World.
You know what? That's actually true. I can't tell the backstory about that, but that's actually true. They do. They really do.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
In real time. Okay. Well, personally, I have to look into this Ellen address because I'm really not sure how it works. I think I kind of glossed over it in the past, but.
But before you continue, what I could say is to quote, Simply Bitcoin is a it's a fresh of breath air, you know. That's what I was told. I can't say it was who was from. I can't say whatever, but I could say it was definitely a whale. I
stand corrected then. I stand corrected. But yeah, I don't really know how this Ellen address works. It looks really cool. I'd have to go check it out and get into the nitty gritty because you know me, I'm a shadowy supercoder. I'm not. But anyways,
you're a shadowy talking head, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It really does lean into a narrative that I've been talking about lately, and that. It's Bitcoin is as easy as an email. Like if you can send an email, you can send a Bitcoin transaction, and seeing things of this nature just goes to show that like sending Bitcoin, holding Bitcoin, it's not difficult. And I know the first thing that most people kind of think when they first get into Bitcoin is like, oh, it's so difficult. It's such a new way of thinking about money and all this stuff. And it's like, you use the internet, you use email. You don't have to know how that works. You just know that it does work. And I think that's kind of one of those important things that we have to continuously beat the drum on when we talk to our normies and pre-corner friends. It's like, it's not that difficult, guys. That once you take that first leap, once you get over the mental hurdles, like Bitcoin is easy. You know, I know the roller coaster ride is rough psychologically on people, the ups and the downs, but hodling's easy. Like it doesn't have to be that difficult. I know we overcomplicate things because you can overcomplicate things, but it's very simple. You know, save in Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody, and hodl those Bitcoins, and your life will be better over time. Like, it's a very simple process.
100%. Bamersky, what are your thoughts on this, bro? You know, are we over exaggerating? What's your take?
No, I don't know much about this as well, just like Opti, but I do think it's great for Bitcoin. If you think about it, just a year ago, you wouldn't have thought that you could use email addresses for Lightning transactions. So I think that's pretty cool. And that also gives me hope for the future of how much easier we're going to make it for normal people to adopt this, you know, Bitcoin and Lightning transactions and all that. So I think that, you know, this just shows you how much more innovation is going to come down the pike for Bitcoin.
Yeah, 100%. I think we're just in the beginning. But Opti said something. Opti said something very interesting. He talked about self custody. Well, guys, if you take self custody, you obviously have to write down 24 words, right, or 12 words, you know, whichever way you prefer. Thing is, most people, they write down their 12 words or 24 words on paper. The thing is, paper, you could tear it. It's prone to water damage, fire damage. A dog could eat it. You know, back in the day, a dog ate my homework. A dog ate your seed phrase, and your generational wealth was eaten by man's best friend. Anyway, so what do? How do you protect your seed phrase? You got to put it on steel, and there's no better place to There's no better place to do it than the BitPlates Domino. It's easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates Domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrases, made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. And of course, you can use promo code SIMPLY to get 10% off a steel plate for your seed phrases. And then, of course, you punch in the words in here. It's not going anywhere. That's how you should store your generational wealth. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, no more delay. Let's jump into the culture. I'm really excited. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is the real thing, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, if you have any doubts, concerns, you know, feelings, you can always send me a DM on Twitter, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might ask about the Swan IRA. Anyways, Opti, I'm kind of excited, bro. I'm kind of excited.
Bamersky's here. Hold on. Before we get into the song, I want to ask Bamersky a question because I think it'll set the context for this. And I had this question for you before you just hit us in the private chat that you had a nice little soapbox rant on this. So I'm excited for this one. But Nico and I really do believe that one of the best ways to get Bitcoin message out there is by aligning it with not only music, but also art. And that being a strong vehicle for the Bitcoin signal to get out of our little echo chamber, because all of us, I think, are very aware that the Bitcoin Twitter or even the Bitcoin signal echo chamber is very strong. And the average person still doesn't understand why they should hold Bitcoin. I just saw this video on YouTube of like one of the short people asking about Bitcoin, and my first thought was, we are so early. All right. Anyways, Bamersky, as you said here in the private chat, let's get you on the soapbox about Bitcoin and music and how they come together for this culture segment. And then we'll play the song and we'll jump back in here and have a little conversation.
All right. So when I think of Bitcoin and music, I see a wide open lane. I see massive potential and tons of opportunity. Bitcoin is just a baby, and Bitcoin Music is just a seed. So it's even smaller. And I'm going to be honest with you, most of the Bitcoin music that I've come across so far hasn't really impressed me. And that's no offense to the creators. It's just because we're so early. And what I've also noticed is that most of the Bitcoin music today is more on the educational side. So it's more for shitcoiners and no coiners, which is totally fine. We still need that. But I want to make Bitcoin music for Bitcoiners, for people who already understand Bitcoin. And that way, they don't have to sit there and cringe to some of these educational songs that might have some incorrect information, you know, or you know, things like that. Instead, they can have music that's for them, that they understand. They don't have to sit there and analyze lyrics. And for example, if I want to use Lightning Node in a song, I don't want to have to designate 4 to 6 bars trying to teach and explain what a Lightning Node is to the listeners. Instead, the target audience would already understand those things. And the biggest opportunity here in Bitcoin and music is that if you're a Bitcoiner and you're a musician, you have a chance today to make timeless music, music that could last for generations. And what I mean by that is that Bitcoin's adoption is so early that it's going to take years and years and years for adoption to play out. So over a long period of time, you're going to have millions and millions of new people coming to the understanding of Bitcoin. So if you make great Bitcoin music today that's for people who understand Bitcoin, over a long period of time, you're going to have millions and millions of people that are able to resonate with the music that you made today. And so that is powerful, and that is potentially timeless music. And music today isn't really timeless like that. Like, for example, I can make a love song today that stays hot for 2 years and then falls off the face of the earth. And when I run the numbers, it kind of gives me a better picture of what I'm trying to paint here. So a very small percentage of the entire world owns Bitcoin, right? And an even smaller percentage of those people actually understand Bitcoin. And then a very small percentage of the people that understand Bitcoin are musicians. And I'm one of those people. So I'm basically a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. So there's not many of us out there. And so I encourage anyone that's a Bitcoiner and a musician to step into this lane, take advantage, and get to work. Reach out to me. I'll work with you. I actually want to be your friend. We're on the same wavelength. We have a passion for Bitcoin, and we have a passion for music. And yeah, and most musicians in the entire world don't even know that this lane exists. So that's where I see Bitcoin and music in the future and what's on the horizon. Timeless music.
Absolutely love it. Actually, a little side story before I play this. The way I created the Optimus Fields moniker was I used to make music and I wanted to create a character like in the MF Doom frame of things. I love MF Doom, and this is where I came up with the name Optimus Fields. That was a lifetime ago. I haven't played with a keyboard in a while, so maybe I'll dabble back into it. But anyways, hopefully you guys can hear this. Let me know, Nico, if you can hear this. If not, I must have messed it up, but I'm almost positive you guys got this.
This is simply Bitcoin. This train is leaving to the peaceful revolution. Hop up on the ride because Bitcoin's the solution. You wanna change your life? Are you looking for improvement? Try to find the signal so that you can join the movement. Gotta fix the money. Gotta fix the system. Gotta fix the world. So I'm hoping that you listen. Nico and Opti, they will be your host. This is simply Bitcoin. Welcome to the show.
Bro, holy shit, dude.
Wait, Nico just hit me in the DMs. We starting our spaces with that now.
Yeah, we're starting our spaces. We are starting our spaces with that song. You guys are going to hear that every time the Simply Bitcoin Spaces spins
all right,
up.
All right, Bamerski, I got another question for you, though.
That will be the theme song. Bamerski, hold on, Opti. Bamerski.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I don't know what to say, bro. I'm speechless. You know, this is, dude, like literally, bro, like this is amazing. We really, really appreciate you doing this for us. Fucking incredible, man. We appreciate you, dog. And thank you, man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
All right.
Yeah, man. Oh, go ahead.
No, go in. Jump in, bro.
I'm just going to say the pleasure is mine. I've been rocking with you guys for about a year, and I have some experience making some intros for other companies. And I noticed that you just had that little coin noise at the beginning. So I was like, hey, you know, it'd be kind of cool to make a Bitcoin intro for them. This is the first time that I've dabbled into Bitcoin music. And yeah, so I reached out and you guys got back to me and, you know, went back and forth a little bit. And that's what I came up with. I said I was going to make two or three versions, but I made that one. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's the one. But the quality was a little shaky on my end. I think it's because we're playing it through here, but I promise everyone that it actually sounds a lot better if you have it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how it translated through the tab, but hopefully you guys heard it. All right, I got one more question because I am also a hip hop kid. I come, that's what I grew up listening to. That's what I consider like my bread and butter in music is hip hop. But how do you think the hip hop culture will adopt Bitcoin? Do you think they'll go into shitcoinery? I don't know if you heard the Nas Jay-Z song, Sorry Not Sorry, but Nas kind of said something about like, I am like the cryptocurrency Scarface or something. So we know there's hip hoppers that are Bitcoiners. Now, how do you think the culture in general will take to Bitcoin? Do you think they're going to start shitcoin scamming or will they become Bitcoin maxis?
I think they're going to be shitcoiners to start with. And it's going to depend on, you know, whether they want to take the time to learn what Bitcoin really is for them to transfer over to being a maxi. But in the future, I don't think there's going to be like Bitcoin music. I just want to make that clear, like, because there's not like money music or like fiat system music today. But when you listen to music all through all genres, you hear people talking about money and cash and you know, throw money in the air, whatever. So I think in the future, when we have a Bitcoin standard, Bitcoin's gonna affect music, all types of music. And instead of saying you're throwing money in the air, you're gonna be saying sending money or Bitcoin on my ledger or something like that. You know what I mean? So Bitcoin is going to infect music, and yes, they're gonna shit coins to begin with. Trust me. Yeah, they are. I already see it. So.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you said something that I kind of agree with as well. It's like there's no such thing as money music, but as we know, hip hop culture is all about making money. And I think it's only a matter of time until the Bitcoin signal does get into popular culture. We're seeing, you know, we saw Drake with his like Bejeweled ledger. We see Nas is talking about Bitcoin all the time. We saw Nipsey Hussle was huge on Bitcoin. So I think the signal is getting out there. And it kind of reminded me of something that I usually say is like incepting the Bitcoin ethos into people. Sometimes it's best to not say the B word, you know, not saying Bitcoin and just giving people like low time preference, a marshmallow test, you know, just saving and building value and all this stuff. I think that's kind of the best ways to get the Bitcoin message out there. So kudos to you and everyone in the chat says, I would definitely like to hear some more. So we need the music coming, bro. But until then, I'll load this up on our spaces and we'll have this starting yeah. Spaces.
Fuck yeah, dude. If that's okay with you, Bamersky.
I'm all about that. It's a blessing. Thank you guys. I really appreciate that.
Fuck yeah.
And by the way, I need more Bitcoin friends. So hit me up and let's link yeah. up. I need hey, more people hey, like that in my circle.
Dude, there's a bunch of people that are asking you to send sats right now. So if you got a Bitcoin address, please drop it in the chat and we'll pull it up. And, you know, this is value for value. But you guys heard it here. Every Simply Bitcoin Twitter Spaces from now on will be starting with that song. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Everyone's losing in the chat. Let's go. All right. This is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show. I know you guys got 30-minute meme review yesterday, but we're going to do the normal meme review today. What do we always say? Tweet to the bullets. Memes are the artillery. We are in an information war right now, and it's upon every single one of us to spread that signal, whether it's in music, whether it's in memes, whether that's on podcasts, whether that's in written form. The one thing that the world doesn't know yet is that we have the solution, and it is Bitcoin, and it's about us infiltrating popular culture in as many ways as possible and breaking out of the Bitcoin echo chamber so that the world understands that there is a solution, and it is called Bitcoin. Okay. Anyways, this first meme, you know, shout out to the newest incarnations of memes, which is Pierre Rochard himself, and everyone just doubling down on the let's run the numbers with Pierre in his hard hat and his safety jacket and the whatever the little meter was called. And we got at hoarding sats, and he goes, fiat is bad for the environment, hashtag or at Bitcoin Pierre. And we got Pierre smiling in his hard hat. Let's run the numbers. And we got tanks over here shooting missiles. Let's run the numbers on how bad fiat is for the environment. Okay, next one is by at Maxi's Club. And it's just a Pepe Bitcoiner sitting on their beachfront property. And it says, where is Satoshi Nakamoto? And the Bitcoiner puts his hand over its heart and he goes, he's here. Satoshi Nakamoto is in our hearts and our souls because we are Bitcoiners and we are on the Bitcoin standard. Anyways, you know, I know people say that memes aren't important. I know you shit posters out there think you are alone and that, oh man, you know, CEOs and billionaires don't shit post. And yet we have Michael Saylor continuously shitposting Bitcoin memes on Twitter every single day. And we got Saylor here and he goes, step out of line, hashtag Bitcoin. And this got the Bitcoin Audible. So this might be a Bitcoin Audible meme. Actually, it's RDBTC meme. And we got a line at a theater and everyone is lined up in the line for debt and slavery. And no one is in the Bitcoin and freedom line. Oh, it really does get frustrating sometimes when you're a Bitcoiner and you realize that people just sign up for slavery and not freedom with Bitcoin money. Okay, this next one. I'm pretty sure this is like dunking on Bitcoiners, but I thought it was a good meme anyways. This is by at Wojak Bitcoin, and it goes, at what stage are the halving are we in right now? I'm just going to go from the top. 300 days after the halving, we got a green Wojak. Just number goes up, just euphoric. 500 days after the halving, the euphoric Wojak is starting to see the Bitcoin price go down and it's getting scared. And then 700 days after the halving, the Wojak is crying because the price is going down. And then 900 days after the halving, the guy is damn near suicidal because we're only seeing nothing but red candles. This is the cycle, guys, and you can see kind of in the middle what they're talking about. You know, this is the Bitcoin halving cycle. We're not saying that history repeats, but it rhymes, and it seems like everything is happening according to plan. So shouts out to the fiat maxis and the Bitcoin maxis out there. And then, of course, I know memes are usually pictures with words, but shouts out to Bitcoin Therapist because he put a really solid meme together in this tweet. And he goes, the life cycle of a Bitcoiner. One, what is Bitcoin? Two, Bitcoin is too expensive. Three, crypto is cheap. Four, crypto is the future. Five, crypto is a scam. Six, what the fuck is Bitcoin? Seven, what the fuck is money? Eight, Bitcoin is freedom. Nine, Bitcoin is going up forever. I do have it over here, but I don't know where it's at. I need to adjust it over here. So I don't have the, oh.
It's going up forever.
Okay. All right. And this last one is by Adam, AKA at Denver Bitcoin. And I know last week I pulled up an epic Benjamin Franklin quote. Well, we got another one, and Denver goes, Benjamin Franklin would have been a Bitcoin maxi. And here's a picture of Benjamin Franklin and a quote of his. And it goes, the refusal of King George to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system, which freed the ordinary man from clutches of the money manipulators, was probably the prime cause of the revolution. Ben Franklin would have been a Bitcoiner. Again, guys, it's almost like history repeats. And we see the story play out over and over and over again. As they debase the currency, society starts to feel the pain. Society starts waking up. And a revolution happens right before your eyes. Well, hey, guys, we are in the same scenario again and again and again until the Bitcoin standard is thoroughly saturating popular culture. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat. And we will cover ours live. Okay, Nico, this one, I'm pretty sure I haven't done this one yet. I'm running out of things to do. I'm going to have to go buy knickknacks so I have new meme review scores.
Is that what it's called, knickknacks?
I don't know. It's a sunglass case, sunglass case.
Okay. What about you, Bamersky?
I give it an abandoned central bank building in the year 2050.
That's a very, very well thought out score. What am I going to give it today?
I can't prepare.
Okay. Wow, this meme review score is longer than Winekiss's yesterday.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to give it a... Balancing. Yeah, you gotta make sure it's stabilized, right? Anyways, that's my score.
It's called a level.
Leveler? This was called a leveler. Anyways, guys, before we jump into the chat scores, I want to give a shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor. They make some of the best merch in the game. Opti and I wear it every single day. We wear the Simply Bitcoin merch, which a new drop is coming out very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. And for the ladies, they're going to come out with lady designed merch as well. Also, check out all the other stuff on the store. It's super comfy. It's stylish. RepresentLTD.com. And you can use promo code Simply-Bitcoin to get yourself a big discount, anything on the RepresentLTD.com store. Anyways, all right, no more delay. Let's get through some of the meme scores. But first, cue the epic music. Winekiss.
Wow, new song?
I give that meme one knack. Okay, good one. Yeah, bro. It's a monetary revolution, man. We're fighting the good fight. McLovin, I give the memes two thumbs up. All right, next one. Higher calling, I give it downtown Chicago. Okay. All right, next one.
That's all we got so far.
All right.
Everyone's making fun of your balance thing. Balance. Oh, wait, hold on. We got one.
Okay. Elaine, score Bitcoin World incoming. That's a good sound.
That was a good one.
All right, we are out of time. We are out of time.
Wait, no, this is the next last meme score by Winekiss. Balance thing, LLC.
Okay. Wait, I got something for that. All right, guys. All right, guys. Also, check out the written version of this show, www.simplybitcoin.news. We're dropping some awesome articles. Shout out to our awesome group of writers. So many of you guys now. If you guys feel like contributing an article, we will feature it. Hit us up on the Simply Bitcoin Twitter. You can send us a DM, and we'll make a thumbnail, and we'll post it. Also, check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. It's absolutely free. You got to go to www.t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV. And also, guys, help us stay on the air. You can support Simply Bitcoin, even though it's absolutely free. But you know, if you want to, if you feel so inclined, you could subscribe to our Substack, $7 a month. And it really, really helps us out as we're expanding, as we're trying to get the orange pill, the Bitcoin revolution. We're trying to push it forward. So go to www.simplybitcoin.news and you could do it today if you feel so inclined. But if not, don't worry about it. Anyways, I want to give a shout out to our awesome guest, Bamersky. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find his Twitter. We popped it up on screen. But for anyone listening to the audio version, it's at Bamersky, S-K-I. Anyways, bro, thank you so much for joining us today. What are you working on these days?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show. I hope we can stay long-term Bitcoin friends. I'm going to stay connected to you guys, to your show, to your audience. So right now I'm becoming a Pro Tools expert. I'm studying to become an expert and get certified so that I can launch my music production business by the end of the year, where I will be doing other intros and jingles like I did for you guys, but for other shows and businesses. But also, you know, I'm an audio engineer, so I'll provide services like mixing and mastering, songwriting, vocals, anything with music, really. I just want to do like contract work out of my own business. So that's what I'm working on.
Awesome, man. Well, and you know, I'm sure we'll be working together in the future as well. Bamersky, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed this week. It was crazy. We had a Bitcoin kindergarten takeover episode yesterday. It was meme centric. If you want to see more of those episodes where we change it up, we don't really focus on the news as much, please let us know. I'm thinking, my gut tells me that's a great weekend episode type of format. Shout out to Darth Coin for recommending that. Darth Coin is the Darth mod of the Simply Bitcoin Telegram group. And yeah, so anyways, guys, we love you. We really do. We appreciate it. Just get so many messages from you guys, and really, those messages would keep us going. We would not be here without you all. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. The number one thing you could do to help this show, but also help push the bright orange future, is share all Bitcoin content. Don't be exclusive. Be inclusive. Of course, Bitcoin only. You guys know the deal. But enjoy your weekend. You deserve it, and we will see you on Monday, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. I did it again. Also, if you want to join the after party, we're holding down a Twitter Spaces until 2 p.m., so about 30 minutes. We're co-hosting it with the best place to build your Bitcoin stack, swan.com. So we're holding down that Spaces for another 30 minutes. If you guys want to join the after party, speak to Opti and I, and hopefully producer Jacob is in there as well. And regular who's been coming on the show a lot, Bikingo, baby. We got more Miamians in holding it down. So hopefully see you guys there, and this time's for real. See you guys on Monday. Peace out.
Yo. Wait. Stop. I think I'm on. WO. All right, what's up, guys? We're on Twitter Spaces. Nico and I are arguing behind the scenes right now. Okay, we're... All right, guys, what a good show. What an epic, epic show. Man, it's good to be here. Yesterday I was dying, but hey, the show don't stop. Of course, you guys know this is a Bitcoin space by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. So come up here, add your two sats to the conversation. It is Friday, so, you know, it's usually a little more lighthearted than usual, but we do have that signal for you guys. Actually, I kind of want to play that song one more time for everyone, because people were liking it in the chat. So let's just do that real quick.